prayer to the Celestial Queen for each day of the month. Immaculate Queen, my Celestial Mother, I come onto your maternal knees to abandon myself in your arms as your dear daughter, in order to ask of you, with the most ardent sighs, in this month consecrated to you, the greatest of graces, that you admit me to live in the kingdom of the divine will. Holy Mama, you who are the queen of this kingdom, admit me to live in it as your daughter, that it may no longer be deserted, but populated by your children. Therefore, Sovereign Queen, I entrust myself to you, that you may lead my steps in the kingdom of the divine will. And as I cling to your maternal hand, you will lead all my being to live perennial life in the divine will. You will be my mama, and to you, as my mama, I deliver my will, that you may exchange it with the divine will, and so I may be sure I will not go out of its kingdom. Therefore I pray you to illumine me in order to make me comprehend what will of God means. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Little sacrifice of the month, each morning, midday and night, three times a day, let us go onto the knees of our Celestial Mama, and say to her, My Mama, I love you. And you, love me, and give a sip of divine will to my soul. Give me your blessing, that I may do all of my actions under your maternal gaze. Day 14. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will arrives at the temple, her dwelling, and makes herself model for souls consecrated to the Lord. The soul to the Celestial Queen, model for souls, Celestial Mama, I, your poor daughter, feel the irresistible need to be with you, to follow your steps, to see your actions in order to copy them, to make of them my model and keep them as guide of my life. I feel so much the need of being guided, because by myself I can do nothing. But with my mama who loves me so much, I will be able to do everything and will be able to do also the divine will. Lesson of the Celestial Queen, Modeler of Souls, my dear daughter, it is my ardent desire to let you be spectator of my actions, so that you may be enamored and may imitate your mama. Therefore, place your hand into mine. I will feel happier to have my daughter together with me. Now, pay attention to me, and listen to me. I left the house of Nazareth accompanied by my holy parents. Upon leaving it, I wanted to give one last glance to that little house in which I was born, to thank my Creator for having given me a place in which to be born, and to leave it in the divine will, so that my childhood and so many dear memories since, being full of reason, I comprehended everything might all be kept in the divine will and deposited in it as pledges of my love toward He who had created me. My daughter, thanking the Lord and placing our acts into His hands as pledges of our love causes new channels of graces and communications to be opened between God and the soul, and it is the most beautiful homage that one can render to the one who loves us so much. Therefore, learn from me to thank the Lord for all that He disposes for you, and in anything you are about to do, may your word be, "Thank you, O Lord. I place everything in your hands." Now, while I left everything in the divine fiat, since it reigned in me and never left me for one instant of my life, I carried it as though in triumph within my little soul, and oh, prodigies of the divine will, with its preserving virtue it maintained the order of all my acts, small and great, as though in act within me, as its triumph and mine. So, I never lost the memory of a single act of mine. And this gave me so much glory and honor that I felt queen, because each of my acts done in the divine will was more than sun, and I was studded with light, with happiness, with joys. It brought me its paradise. My daughter, to live of divine will should be the desire, the yearning, and almost the passion of all. So great is the beauty that one acquires and the good that one feels. The complete opposite for the human will. It has the virtue of embittering the poor creature. It oppresses her, it forms the night, and she gropes her way, always staggering in good, and many times she loses the memory of the little good she has done. 29 Now, my daughter, I departed from my paternal house with courage and detachment, because I looked only at the divine will, in which I kept my heart fixed. And this was enough for me in everything. But while I was walking to go to the temple, I looked at all creation, and oh, marvel, I felt the heartbeat of the divine will in the sun, in the wind, in the stars, in the heavens. Even under my steps I felt it palpitating. And the divine fiat that reigned in me commanded all creation, which concealed it like a veil, to all bow and pay to me the honor of queen. And all bowed, giving me signs of subjection. Even the tiny little flower of the field did not spare itself from giving me its little homage. I put everything in feast, and when, out of necessity, I would go out of the house, the creation would place itself in the act of giving me signs of honor, and I was forced to command them to remain in their place, and to follow the order of our Creator. Now, listen to your mama. Tell me, do you feel in your heart joy, peace, detachment from everything and from everyone, and the courage that you can do anything in order to fulfill the divine will, in such a way as to fill continuous feast within yourself? My daughter, peace, detachment, courage, form the empty space in the soul in which the divine will can take its place. And it, being untouchable by any pain, brings perennial feast into the creature. Therefore, courage, my daughter. Tell me that you want to live of divine will, and your mama will take care of everything. Now, tomorrow I will wait for you to tell you of the way I conducted myself in the temple. The soul. My mama, your lessons enrapture me, and descend deep into my heart. Oh please! You, who so much love for your daughter to live of divine will, with your empire, empty me of everything. Infuse in me the necessary courage to make me give death to my will. And I, trusting in you, will say to you, I want to live of divine will. Little sacrifice. Today, to honor me, you will give me all your acts as a pledge of love for me, saying to me each time, I love you, my mama. And I will deposit them in the divine will. Ejaculatory prayer. Celestial Mama, empty me of everything, to hide me in the will of God.